Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. During the first hour from 2 to 2:15 p.m. today, Seattle time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful fellow named Jason Armstrong, live from Vancouver, Canada. He will be channeling messages from Adada, the high priest of Telos in the hollow earth beneath Mount Shasta. Then from 2:15 to 3, I'll be interviewing Joseph Anthony, a famous astrologist from Sedona, Arizona, on his predictions for the new year. Then during the second hour from 3 to 3:15 p.m., I'll be interviewing the famous French spiritual film director, Emmanuel Eiter, from Hollywood. Emmanuel's a wonderful fellow who's produced a series of fantastic films, including a movie called The Cure. I'm actually in the movie, and I think you'll enjoy the discussion. Then from 3:15 to 4 p.m., I will have two healers from Australia, Bali, and Japan, Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo and Carrie Clancy from Australia and Bali on the amazing and wonderful healing seminars that they'll be having in Bali, Indonesia on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd next month in 2019. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your beautiful help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. With that, I'd like to thank my friends Corey and Solon Kirkland for their generous support, as well as my friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place. I'd like to also thank the many sponsors of this show. We're also looking for additional advertisers and sponsors. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance and the Pleiadians, who have been supporting my show and who I know are listening today, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW and Eric, of course. Without his help, this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program for those interested where I can teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I also have a special for those who'd like a copy of my new book, Messages from the Masters. The cost for the book is only $20 and includes a free reading and free postage within the United States. For Canada and other countries, the cost is a little higher because of higher postal rates, but if you're interested, just please send me an email. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be my fifth annual conference, will be held at the same location in Olympia, Washington, just south of Seattle, from April 12th to the 16th. We will have some amazing people, including Aaron Elizabeth of Health News, as well as Simon Parks, who will be giving presentations. If you register before December 31st, which is this Monday, the cost for the conference is only $55, and after January 1st, the cost will be $125. If you'd like to register, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 509-750-9793. After the conference, we have a very special trip going to visit the Hopi elders in Arizona from April 20th to the 28th. We'll meet in Sedona and then travel north. The cost is $400 per person, with half the proceeds going to the Hopi for the clean water projects and the other half going to the nonprofit children's charity Emoto Peace Project. If you're interested, please send me an email. I'll also be returning to Mount Shasta from July 2nd to July 8th and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings occur from the Telosians and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. They are a fifth-dimensional civilization existing in a higher-dimensional plane that we exist here in the third dimension, and they're an amazing, amazing people. They're very benevolent, and they care about us deeply. We always also see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. The last time we were there, I was able to telepathically connect with a UFO flying ahead from the Pleiades, and Adama, the high priest of Telos, healed the vision in my eyes, restoring them to perfect 20/10 eyesight, which I have today. The cost is $200 per person and includes free camping. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I have to tell you, there are many people registering, and I'm only going to be taking a small group. So if you are interested, please let me know as soon as possible. Finally, tomorrow I'll be having an Ascension Summit call with myself, Michiko Hayashi from Japan, Lydia Jane Selena from Australia, Peter Sterling from Sedona, Arizona, Sarah Adams, a beautiful psychic from Mount Shasta, Jared Rand, another wonderful individual that does a lot of beautiful meditations, Mike Alford, a wonderful shaman from Vancouver, Canada, and Zora, of course, and we'll be talking about the ascension in the earth, of the earth and how we can help this ascension process. If you'd like to call in, it's a free call. It starts tomorrow, Saturday, December 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time or 3 p.m. here on the west coast of the United States. The call-in number is 641-715-0632, and I'll repeat that number again, 641-715-0632. And when you dial in, just dial this access code to gain entry. It's 554387 hashtag. Again, that's 554387 hashtag. We'll be repeating these numbers again at the first of the 3 o'clock hour. So if you don't get it, don't worry. We'll do it again. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friend Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Jason was with me at Mount Shasta in September. And since that time, he's been in regular contact with Adama, the high priest of Telos and the Hollow Earth, and his messages should be really out of this world. Jason, how are you today?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good. It's great to talk to you. Are you still seeing clearly?
Yes, I am.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Jason. I wanted to ask you for some messages from our friend Adama on next year and also how we can make this world a better place.
Sure, just give me a moment and I'll...
Okay. Take your time.
Good day to you all.
Hello, Adama. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Going forward, humanity has a bright future, but yet there's all two timelines. Depends on our choices. Timelines are fluid and continue to change moment by moment. Our choices, beliefs, and how we act towards each other all have an effect on the timeline. Can I just step back and see everyone as their brother and sister and see the divinity in all? Let go of all of the negativity, competition, criticism, judgment. Let go of all of that and see each other as we're meant to be. And focus within the one desire. You want peace? Focus on peace. You want love? And focus on that. Everything begins within. If all one does is focus on the outside, on the chaos that's coming up, and that is what one will attract to their reality. All one is seeing on the outside is what was there from the beginning. Yet, it took humanity's consciousness to rise to be able to see what was always in front of them. The knowledge must be uncovered. But do not focus on it. And the love. Forgive. Forgiveness is very crucial to moving on. Shall I continue?
Yes, please. Go right ahead, Adama. Please.
There are very, very many beings that are assisting humanity, both in the inner earth, hollow earth. Yes, there are two different places in the earth. There is the inner and there is the hollow. And also there are very many beings from the stars. They're also assisting. Continue to believe that Earth, Mother Earth, some people name her Gaia, and man, you have a bright and beautiful future. Hold that belief within you. Do not sway from it. And yes, it has taken longer, so changes to manifest, but remember, everything that manifests starts on the energetic level before it comes through on the physicality. And just know that humanity and Mother Earth are protected. Ascension will go through. How fast, how slow, depends on humanity's collective consciousness and everyone's choices. There's tremendous help coming forward that will ensure that all goes through.
Beautiful.
I start to see Mother Earth as a living being. You see trash, and there's a garbage can, pick up the trash. So respect towards Mother Earth.
Adama, I want to thank you so much for these beautiful words of wisdom. And, you know, I agree with you totally that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And I want to thank you so much for confirming that today.
My pleasure, dear one.
Is there anything?
We are all brothers and sisters.
Hmm. Beautiful. Well, Adama, thank you again so much for your wisdom. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Continue holding positive thoughts. When negativity comes up, see it, acknowledge it, and let it go. Forgive. Anything that comes up in one energy field, life, was meant to be seen. See it, love it, forgive it, and let it go. And it will be released from your beingness.
Thank you so much, Jason, for these messages from Adama. Adama, thank you so much again for your beautiful words of wisdom. I know with your help, we will ascend into the higher dimensions as we are meant to be.
He's nodding, so he's left.
Okay, wonderful. And I want to also mention that, Jason, you're coming to my conference, Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I would love to have you also give a presentation with messages from Adama. And for those who'd like to meet Jason, he's a wonderful fellow and a very humble gentleman, and you'll be able to meet him in person. So, Jason, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
the album. It was my joy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Jason, I hope you and your family have a really beautiful and happy new year, and I look forward to seeing you in April, if not before.
Thanks, Dad. Happy New Year.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. Friends, that was Jason Armstrong coming to us live from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Jason regularly channels Adama, and I'm so happy he'll be coming down to my Galactic Wisdom Conference with messages from Adama as well from the Hollow Earth. And for those who'd like to meet him, it'll be on April 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2019. And for more information, please send me an email or you can see our website. It's not completely updated yet, but the website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, I'd like to welcome my next guest, Joe Anthony, a famous and well-known astrologer from Sedona, Arizona, who will also be giving his predictions for the coming year. Joe, how are you doing there?
Hi, Ted. How are you? I'm doing well, except for the snow. We had some snow here today.
Oh, you did? Oh, my goodness. Well, that's is it normal for you to get snow this time of year in Sedona?
Yeah, in the area that I'm in, we'll get a little flurry, maybe an inch or so, but it'll be gone by noon the next day, which is fabulous.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. You guys must have probably temperature weather control down there, right? So you get rid of the snow if it comes in.
We do. We're sandwiched in a perfect location.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Joe, I'm so glad you could come on today. How long have you been doing astrology, Joe?
A good 25 years.
My goodness.
I really didn't plan on it. It's just something that stumbled my way.
Sure.
And it just is an amazing modality, really understanding the cycle. That's all it is.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you wrote in your most recent newsletter, you write, "Electrify your life and expand your horizons" is the theme for 2019. As this coming year promises the start of an exciting journey toward freedom, liberation, and soul awareness. And I'm sure everyone listening today could certainly agree with that. We find ourselves learning many valuable lessons as we swim through the sea of our imaginations. Much of our beliefs, ideals, and idealism will be challenged and transformed into new ones. Many of these changes have already been occurring the last few years, but in 2019, next year, they will become even more evident. There will also be a serious side to the year ahead as eclipses focus our energy on building new foundations and structures. But overall, 2019 should bring many opportunities for positive world changes. And I also want to tell everyone today, too, that I've invited Joe to be a speaker at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in April next year. So for those of you who'd like to meet him, you'll be able, if you come to the conference, you'll be able to meet Joe in person. And you also write in your newsletter, "The year begins with fiery Mars in its own home sign of Aries, and then you go into the various planets and goals." Just briefly, for those of you listening out there that don't know anything about astrology, is the theory behind astrology, Joe, is that other planets circling around the solar system do affect our emotions and what goes on here spiritually and in a third-dimensional sense here on the planet Earth?
Oh, absolutely. What astrology appears to be is in harmony with every cell in our body. They seem to vibrate at the same rate depending on the planet and the time and the place you were born. There seems to be a symbiotic relationship between the planets, and I like to think of it as a timeline or an energy that's imprinting the soul at the moment of birth. And so every moment, if you're in tune and you're in nature, you could hear this vibration, or you could feel this vibration. And once you're in alignment with it, you understand the cycles. It's like your body is, the circadian rhythm becomes more in tune with the cycles of the moon, the cycles of the other planets, especially your own ruling planet, you know, depending on what sign you were born under, will have a strong effect on you, and it'll pull on you like the tides, on a shoreline. If you're standing there and you have some strong tides coming in, they will try and pull you back, you know, pull you out into the water. And it's the same with the planet. And this is what the ancient cultures understood, and this is what astrology appears to be. Somehow the energy is pulling upon the Earth's magnetic field, And then on the level, on a personal level, we are being influenced by certain cycles. And the ones coming up this year, as you read in my most recent newsletter, is very strong in all of those areas. Mm-hmm. Our belief systems, our philosophy, change to our values. You know, this is something that has to happen, Ted. Mm-hmm. It has to happen. And this has been, you know, anyone that's studied this time frame from the ancient cultures to this date will understand that these cultures were basically talking about cycles that were going to shift our perception of reality. And here we are, and we could see those changes on a daily basis, those of us that are in tune, you know, whether it's politics, whether it's religious beliefs, whether it's monetary issues, you know, the stuff going on behind the scenes, all the information that's being revealed to us, you know, the secret societies and all the nonsense going on behind the scenes and so on and so forth. It's all coming out.
Right.
And this is all part of it.
I've heard that next year is going in Chinese astrology, Joe, that next year is going to be the year of the pig. I'm not sure that 2020 is, but the significance of Chinese astrology is that next year that it'll be a year of completion where a lot of things will be wrapping up. And also 2020 will be a start of a new beginning. What from your studies of astrology, from the Western perspective, how does that the two viewpoints are they compatible with each other in terms
Absolutely.
Okay.
All of the astrology around the world, whatever system you use, mm-hmm. there is definitely a similarity there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not an expert in the Chinese astrology, but I understand the basics behind each sign.
Sure.
And the pig is one that has a lot to do with finances as well. So there could be or will be some sort of change to the financial system around the world. Now, I'm sure you and your listeners are very well aware that of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, all that stuff.
Sure.
And there's a lot of talk behind the scenes about a gold-backed currency. Even Mr. Trump talked about it prior to being elected. He says what we need is a gold-backed currency, and he is absolutely correct. Because it'll, you know, create a more honest system as opposed to the one we have now, fiat currency, where it's backed by nothing.
Right.
So in these years, the pig years, what we have is more concerns over our values, our financial well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of the animal and what it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's more gentle. It's a gentle animal. So the year ahead, we have more of a gentle feel to it towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, yes, the financial side will be very important this year because Uranus is going to be switching signs once again and going into Taurus, the sign of money, and will stay there for 7 years. But it also has to do with values and beliefs. And that's what Taurus also represents.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a dramatic year in the sense that what we think we know is going to start to change. Whether it's the monetary policies, whether it's religious beliefs, whether it's UFOs and ETs. I mean, there's been many, many sightings.
Yeah.
And I have actual pictures here in Sedona.
Wow.
So, but this is all part of the transformation this year. So this is a very significant year ahead for learning and expanding our consciousness.
Well, I have to tell you, a week ago, Joe, I had an Ansara Adams from Mount Shasta, wonderful psychic and medium. She was on the show and channeled the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians have told me that there are over 2 million of their ships here now. As a result, they're here to help us with the ascension process. They came after the California fires, alleged fires in Malibu and Paradise, California, here a couple weeks ago, and they're here helping us, sending us messages, helping us with the ascension process. So we are getting help from off-planet, and good help, and from benevolent entities. So I'm very excited about the new year, and I know that the changes we face a lot of challenges here on the planet, but overall it's going to be to our benefit in the long term.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
You see, those the ones that are going to have it the toughest are going to be the religious folks, you know, the ones that have embraced a religious philosophy. and have been very stern with it and don't understand the bigger picture.
Right.
Those that have not been paying attention to anything, just working and, being with their families and watching television and sports and all that stuff, this is going to come as a shock to many of them.
Right.
When, let's say, spacecraft start revealing themselves in droves, and that's going to be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
They don't realize that that question, what is that,
right,
is going to filter into every aspect of their lives,
right,
because information will keep pouring out,
right,
who we are and where we came from.
We'll get questions like, honey, there's a UFO that just landed in our backyard. What should we do?
Right, exactly. Well, I tell people, the first thing you do is do not grab any weapons. That's the first thing, because we have, this country has a lot of weapons.
That's right.
And so, if you're not in tune or aware,
right,
those weapons are useless against these folks.
Yeah.
They're so highly advanced. The best thing to do is to try and communicate telepathically in a loving way, not out of fear.
Well,
whoever they are.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's important to remember there's two large groups of extraterrestrials in this part of the universe. One's good, one's bad, one's service to others, one's service to self. The good ones are called the Galactic Alliance, of which the Pleiadians are here in force with over 2 million ships around the Earth's atmosphere right now helping us in our ascension. The other side of the coin are the service to self reptilians. They are here as well, but they're slowly being extricated and forced off the planet because their time to be here on the planet has passed, and they will not be allowed here much longer. I don't think they'll be here for another 2 years, a year or two. I'm not sure of the timeline exactly. But anyway, so people should remember that just because you see a UFO, if you get a good feeling from it, it's probably benevolent. If you are fearful or get a negative feeling from it, it's probably something you want to stay away from.
Well, exactly. But we also have many other races that are here that have just been observing.
Sure.
And, testing the genetic material, making sure everything is good in the atmosphere and the whole nine yards. And they're just purely scientific.
Sure.
And, many of them don't even look like us. They're humanoid.
Right.
So there's many different races from what I gather in my research and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure your listeners are aware.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, what was I going to say? There was something else. Yes, these ships are out there in droves, and a lot of them are cloaked.
Mm.
And I managed to get a few pictures off of, I believe it was Facebook, and of course some other sites that I go on, and that have been very well time-stamped.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the photographer who had these high-powered telescopes actually writes in the bottom of the picture, this was taken on so-and-so with this type of camera, with this lens. I took this at 6:09 p.m., and they give the location and the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And what lends them some credibility is that they've been doing this for years, and they have posted these pictures for free.
Mm.
And again, there's so many people like that that have been taking these pictures. And we know that they're there because, if you really want to see some really interesting ones, just go to YouTube and put in UFO space shuttle tether line.
Okay.
That was a very famous UFO encounter with the tether from the shuttle when it broke off on the shuttle.
Oh, okay.
And they used an infrared camera from the back of the shuttle, supposedly. And again, I have to say, supposedly, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very convincing. It's basically NASA communicating with the shuttle, and they see the tether line in space, and all of a sudden, you see all of these circular objects start appearing. And there are hundreds of them, not one or two.
Amazing.
I'm talking about hundreds of them, all different sizes.
Amazing.
That start appearing.
Amazing.
So,
well,
they're there.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing, Joe. Well, not to change the subject, but in your newsletter, you talked about the eclipses for next year. And I'm going to run down a couple of dates and then ask for their significance.
Sure.
January 15th, a solar eclipse partial. January 20th, a total solar eclipse. July 2nd, a total solar eclipse. July 16th, a partial lunar eclipse. And December 25th, 2019, a solar eclipse. Like on the 15th, how is a partial solar eclipse on January 15th affecting? Will affect
Ted,
us, you think?
It's actually on the 5th.
On the 5th. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Yeah, you got me nervous there for a second. I thought I made a mistake in the newsletter.
No, you did fine. You did fine. I misread it. No worries.
Look, we're starting off a new year, a new vibration, if you will. And on the 5th, we have a solar eclipse in Capricorn. Now, what makes this so significant is that this coming year, we have three eclipses in Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Now, Capricorn is the sign that represents government, structures, foundations, our purpose, karma. Mm-hmm. And since we're starting off the new year, once again, because I believe we had an eclipse last year,
right.
This year in Capricorn, it's all about our foundation, our structures, our sense of purpose, our karma. And what I mean by that, and I'm sure your audience is familiar with karma, it's you put the effort in and you are rewarded by this planet or this symbol, which is Saturn, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so we're starting off the new year basically suggesting put the effort in to participate in your own life and your own structures on this planet, and you will be rewarded. Mm-hmm. You see, it's a two-way street. Yes, we have all these ETs helping us, but if we have to put the conscious effort into wanting to restructure
right.
our systems here on the planet.
Right.
And that's what it's suggesting.
Okay.
And since we have three very strong eclipses in Capricorn, you will see many changes to government structures.
Interesting.
Whether we're talking political, the policymakers in Washington,
sure.
or military, institutions, corporations, any large body that governs will start changing this year in a big way.
Interesting. Well, you know, I just received a text from one of my listeners in Norway, or no, Iceland, actually, and he said that the indictments are just now starting to be opened up, with many of them being opened up on January 5th of all dates.
Mm.
So that just caught my eye. That just came in from a listener in Iceland. So the other dates to take note of for this solar eclipse is July 16th and December 25th, Christmas again, this coming year.
Well, the second eclipse, the second solar eclipse, is actually July the 2nd.
Mm.
The one on the 16th is a lunar eclipse Capricorn, mind you. No, it's the Capricorn eclipse.
Oh, you're right.
Now, I'm going to make a prediction here.
Okay.
July is the trickiest month of the year to watch, especially for the United States, because the United States happens to have been born under the sign of Cancer.
That's
you
true.
Know, July 4th, 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first eclipse on January the 5th is at 15 degrees of Capricorn, right on the sun of the United States.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yes, it is. And what makes this one so interesting is not only that, if there's two charts for the United States, actually there's a few charts for the United States, but there's one with a Sagittarius rising. And if this is accurate, which is basically 5:10 p.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, gives the United States a Sagittarius rising, we have Jupiter in Sagittarius this entire year.
Wow.
So with that first eclipse and Jupiter in Sagittarius going through the first house of identity and self of the United States, this absolutely signifies something major or significant that takes place in the United States, perhaps around July, because there are two powerful eclipses in July,
right.
plus a Mercury retrograde. So something is going to be revisited in July and will begin to transform in a sense.
Wow.
So keep an eye on July because of those two eclipses.
Okay.
Because that first eclipse is in Capricorn, but the second one in July on the 2nd is in Cancer.
Interesting.
Very interesting timing.
Oh, absolutely. Joe, I hope you don't mind me asking you this, but I'm a Scorpio and I was born in the last century on November 2nd. How does that, if you don't mind me, you can use me as a guinea pig if you like. How do these astrological movements affect my own sign this coming year?
Well, as a Scorpio, generally speaking, they will signify areas of your chart. For instance, one of the areas of your chart that will be signified will be hold on a second, I've got something ringing in the background. Is the financial side for Scorpio? The financial side will become very important, because Jupiter is going through Sagittarius, and that has a lot to do with finances.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other area, because of the eclipses, mm-hmm. Ted, is going to be, and if you give me 1 second, I will open up your chart because I actually have it here.
Okay.
And I will just take a quick peek at it, to give you an overview.
Okay. Thank you.
Where that planet, where those significant events are going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a Scorpio, generally speaking, it's going to have a lot to do with your thinking, how you perceive yourself, communication. And these are the three Capricorn eclipses that are going to be very significant. If you happen to have a Capricorn moon, which I believe you do,
mm-hmm.
you have a Capricorn moon,
mm-hmm.
This will affect your home environment. This could affect anything to do with the family, especially the females in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be changes to a home environment where you're moving. But with Jupiter in Sagittarius this entire year, watch for lots of traveling. A desire to travel is going to be very strong for you and many others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Jupiter loves to explore. It loves to, take trips.
Sure.
So keep an eye on that. That's going to be very interesting in the year ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Boy, that's really great. As far as are there certain dates or months that people should avoid doing starting a new business, or are there certain areas where they should be careful the coming year?
Well, the first 3 months of 2019 is very, very favorable to start new projects.
Okay.
After the 6th of January, Uranus comes out of retrograde. For the rest of January and the entire month of February, Ted, there are no planets retrograde. That means there's no excuses and nothing holding you back from starting something important, that you feel is important.
Mm-hmm.
See, Capricorn is also about the career. So many people that want to start businesses should start, get their feet wet, get in there, try and do some stuff, or new jobs, or, mm-hmm. status changes like getting married or so on and so forth, or mm-hmm. announcements. And
mm-hmm.
This is very beneficial for all of that. Even though we have all these changes that are taking place behind the scenes,
right.
The first 3 months seems to be very significant for starting new projects.
Mm.
The month that I would just caution everybody would be July. That is one of the trickiest months of this year
mm-hmm.
ahead. And, of course, you never want to start any new projects under Mercury retrograde because there could be a lot of confusion. It's just not very healthy. And, of course, lunar eclipses. You do not want to start anything under lunar eclipses, and that's the one on January the 20th or the one on July the 16th. Those are two lunar eclipses. So you don't really want to go out and announce a business around that time frame. You want to wait till after or before around a new moon, especially a new moon eclipse. Okay. That help?
Yeah, that helps. That helps quite a bit. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, for explaining that. I'm looking at your newsletter now, and it says, keep an open mind and staying calm will be very important as you deal with this erratic and unpredictable energy during these mm-hmm. These eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, impulsive reactions, a rapid mood swing, and miscommunication could cause panic and chaos. So we'll remember
yeah.
that. Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. Oh, yeah. Well, that has a lot to do with the energy being amped up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter in Sagittarius is a fire sign. So it mm-hmm. wants to go, it wants to explore, it wants to do. And as we begin the year, Mars in Aries is going to make us very restless.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do, I got to go, I got to get in the car and drive. All this fiery energy that starts off the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are going to be restless. But what's going to happen in March is Uranus, the planet of innovation and change and rebelliousness,
mm-hmm.
is going to switch signs again and go into Taurus. Now, it entered Taurus last year,
mm-hmm.
and then it retrograded back out of into Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, this time when it enters Taurus again, it stays there for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning in March, watch the energy level is very erratic and sudden, and the sudden movement.
Okay.
And especially having to do with people's belief system, because we're talking about Taurus, sign of value.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you've got is there may be arguments this year over politics, you know, my guy's better than yours. This sure. is how it works. You know,
right.
the philosophical discussions that everyone likes to have from time to time.
Sure.
But it could be very heated, very much, oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about type of mindset.
Sure.
And then next thing you know, you're in this uncomfortable, awkward feeling.
Sure.
You see?
Sure.
What Jupiter in Sagittarius is doing is it's upping the energy. And,
okay.
of course, with Uranus as well. And so this is why I say it's unpredictable, because that's mm-hmm. what Uranus is associated with, unpredictability, out of nowhere, accident prone, you know, sudden revelations, sudden awarenesses,
sure.
and
sure.
stuff like that. So there could be some sort of inner conflict within oneself and
mm-hmm.
feeling irritated for
mm-hmm.
no apparent reason.
Interesting.
And all of a sudden, you know, you cross paths with someone who's at that same level, having the same experience, and boom, you've got some sort of altercation or misunderstanding or confusion and irritation that manifests itself in some way.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I have to
yeah.
ask you, Joe, in your newsletter, you list the great retrograde planets for 2019. And topping
mm-hmm.
the list from March 5th to March 28th is Mercury retrograde in Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't like Mercury retrograde. Everything seems to a lot of things seem to go wrong, and there's always a lot of miscommunication. Tell us about the retrogrades and how they work, and what kinds of things are they meant to teach us? I guess that's a good question.
Well, retrograde the word itself tells you what it's doing. Retro, mm-hmm. going back.
Mm.
And what is it doing? It's actually an alignment where the Earth passes that planet because of its, it's made its first turn around the sun.
Mm.
And if you could imagine two trains moving forward at a very similar speed, and one begins to pull ahead,
mm-hmm.
that would be the Earth pulling ahead while that other planet is dropped back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's called retrograde.
Mm.
And it's always associated with review, revise, revisiting. And Mercury retrograde is the most common because it's the fastest planet circling the sun. So we have at least three a year where we retrograde and it falls behind us. And so what that means, anything to do with Mercury is communication, self-expression, writing, telecommunication, electronics, all of that stuff falls under the umbrella of Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what makes Mercury retrograde in Pisces so confusing in March is, well, Pisces is already, you know, the sign that is foggy, that sees, you know, other realities and is not necessarily grounded in the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Earth energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Mercury going retrograde in March, it could be a bit of a confusing time where the past resurfaces and we're confused about what's happening or the crossroads we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And just sensing the energy and shifting and feeling uncertain about where we're going type
mm-hmm.
of feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so March would be a month where you really do have to pay extra attention. Now, it doesn't mean that we're all going to become foggy and confused. It just means that if you're going to make any major decisions, to really think about what you're doing and maybe get a second opinion if you have to.
Sure.
But most of the time, retrogrades are review period.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have three more this year. The other one is in July, which is very significant, which will start off in Leo and then go into Cancer, the sign of emotions, feelings, and home.
Mm-hmm.
And this could also be a feeling of, you know, not wanting to do anything, feeling moody for no apparent reason,
mm-hmm.
Feeling irritated, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the last one in October into November is in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a psychological one where we're reviewing the past. We're going backwards. And we're thinking about all the psychological changes that have occurred and the financial concerns and where we've been and become more of an investigator under a Mercury retrograde in Scorpio.
Hmm.
But there's a tendency to go within.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely will be there. The month of April is very significant as well,
mm-hmm.
as you could tell by my newsletter, Ted,
right.
because we have three outer planets going retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, you're moving forward and all of a sudden you start slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And the outer planets don't affect us as strongly as the inner planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars.
Mm-hmm.
The outer planets act as a guide.
Mm-hmm.
It's generational. It's on a larger scale. They take a whole lot longer to, see the effects of that retrograde. And so what we've got here, since we're talking about Sagittarius and Capricorn energy, because Jupiter will go retrograde in Sag, Pluto will go retrograde in Capricorn, Saturn will go retrograde in Capricorn. So in April, what I see happening is a lot of behind-the-scenes work in government. A lot of there could be a major announcement the first 3 months of 2019, very significant, mm-hmm. having to do with finances, money, some sort of information that comes out. And then in April, there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes, maybe some clandestine work,
sure.
some information. You know, those that really want to know what's going on are never going to find it on mainstream. You know,
yeah.
they have to find it on shows like yours, alternative sources. Mm-hmm. And even those, some of them are, you know, not what they appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah.
We have to be very careful of all this. But April's another month where you really have to review and revise your long-term goal, maybe because of the information that comes out.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And
sure.
so that's what I'm talking about when these planets go retrograde. And by the way, you know, this is the January newsletter, which I haven't put out yet, which will be out in a few days. And it'll be on my – actually, it's on my website. I'm sorry. It's on my website already. I put it up there
okay.
under 2019. And anyone that wants to read it can. And of course, they could sign up for my free newsletter and get it directly in their inbox.
Well, that
but it's there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Joe, could you please give all my listeners your website so people could find out more about you?
Sure. It's planetswithin.com.
Planetswithin.com. Okay, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, all planetswithin.com. Right. Or just put my name in, josephpanthony.com.
Okay.
And I'm not the hairdresser. I'm the astrologer because there is another Joseph
There's a hairdresser
Anthony out there.
Oh, how funny. Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure we'll get that straight. We'll get that
okay.
straight. Now, in your newsletter, you also have a section on the Chinese New Year, and you write some good things about it. You say this coming New Year, 2019, according to Chinese astrology, is a great year to make money, a good year to invest. It's also going to be a year that's full of joy, a year of friendship and love for all zodiac signs, mm-hmm. an auspicious year because the pig attracts success in all spheres of life. And so that's good. That's a nice. I know that our future's bright. And Adama, the high priest of Telos from the Hollow Earth, was on with my friend Jason from Vancouver, Canada, during the first 15 minutes of this hour, and they were saying that we have a very bright future ahead of us. So this fits in with that. So it's nice to hear that from your newsletter.
Sure. Well. You know, I try and do as much research as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be doing a presentation here in Sedona on the 11th talking about this, and I'll have PowerPoint slides, and I'll record it for everyone, you know, and then put it up on YouTube for free. So the year of the pig appears to be, think about the animal. It's, for the most part, very hyper. It's happy-go-lucky.
Right.
You know, it's not like a tiger or something that's going to attack you.
Right.
It likes to eat. It likes to enjoy its food, the sensation. It's oriented.
Right.
But it's also about beauty and aesthetics and pleasure and partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very social year, as you could tell by the newsletter. It's also a 3 year in numerology,
mm-hmm.
which is all about communication.
Mm.
So
wow.
this year, between the year of the pig and the number 3 numerology, it's a very significant time for talking about what is really going on,
mm-hmm.
exchanging ideas, expressing the concerns that humanity has about the changes. And I mm-hmm. agree with you, long term, it is very favorable. Could you imagine, Ted, and I certainly can, if we literally pegged the currency to tangible gold or silver,
right.
or we created multiple currencies mm-hmm. that are honest and are not being controlled by someone.
Right.
Could you imagine? And they forgave all the debt, which, of course, they've been speculating and talking about.
Sure.
Could you imagine the changes that would happen in the world, right away, within years? And I'll give you an
yeah.
example.
Okay.
Hitler, when he started printing his own currency, and this is a known fact, when he started printing his own currencies from his own press, the country, was in full swing. Do you remember that, Ted, reading about that?
Yeah, I do.
I
do.
So mm-hmm. that just shows you the power of currency if it's done in the right way,
sure.
without the strings and the secret societies and the families controlling it.
Right.
How society could all benefit from a real monetary change. And of course, the year of the pig indicates some sort of monetary change. That's why I'm saying this.
Well, if you look at, pardon me in interrupting there, Joe, but if you look at any dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve note, but the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not a reserve. Mm-hmm. And it's backed by nothing except trust. And and there's 13 private banks which run the Federal Reserve. And I guess for people living here in the United States, do you trust the banks? No, most people don't. So
right.
I think
it's
high time for a change. So I'm looking forward to that coming. I wanted to tell you too, Joe, that I'm taking a group of people down to the Hopi, and we're planning on meeting in Sedona on April 20th. And if you're free, we'd love to see you.
April 20th. All right, I'll write that down.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to be in town. I'm going to try and do more traveling this year and get to different cities, mm-hmm. and share my information and do readings and so on. So I've got it on the calendar.
Okay.
So Sedona, Ted. All right.
Well, you have a shop there, don't you, Joe? I remember you bought a shop or a crystal shop.
I did, but we actually let's put it this way, the landlord decided he wanted to triple the rent there, so we did not stay there anymore.
That's too bad.
So we wound up closing the shop there, and me and my business partner, we just said, you know what, let's lay low. There's a lot of changes coming. Mm-hmm. So we just decided to close up shop because there was no way we were going to be able to stay there with triple the amount of rent we were going to be paying.
That's difficult.
Yeah, that's difficult. Yeah.
Joe, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I'd love your predictions for the coming year for people. Just general predictions. I know you've been talking for quite a while now already. But you're welcome to talk about anything you like.
Sure. Well, look, this year ahead is very, very favorable for having more fun. Jupiter in Sagittarius is all about fun. It's all about exploration. So you're going to see a lot of people traveling. You're going to see a lot of people exploring and wanting to learn. And so this is a great year if you're a teacher, a healer, someone who is a messenger, a light messenger, to get out there and share your message with the world.
Wow.
Because it could only benefit us. And don't worry about getting financially rewarded for it. Just keep doing it, and it'll definitely be more beneficial.
Right.
Go beyond your comfort zones this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very important with Uranus in Taurus after March with Jupiter. Very favorable time for breaking out, breaking free from beliefs, limiting beliefs. And so no matter what happens politically, socially, economically, we always have to resort back to understanding who we really are.
Right.
And we are spirits in a physical container having experiences. And so that's basically what it comes down to, and research this. And so don't listen to mainstream media, because all of that is propaganda.
Right.
And we know this for a fact.
Right.
And so, spend more time in nature. Very good for the psyche.
Sure.
So the main predictions are watch for government changes. Watch for some earth changes, too. Uranus in Taurus is also about earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, pay attention. If you have animals and they start acting up, pay attention, because they may be sensing something, wherever that is, whatever area that is. Because Earth, Taurus is related to the Earth, and Uranus is unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So watch for some major changes in that regard. But for the most part, all eyes will be on politics and will be on the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly is who you really are. And how you fit into it. How can you make a difference?
That
would be more important.
One thing that my spirit friends on the other side have always told me, and this is also reiterated by the people of the Hollow Earth, is that always trust your heart mind. You actually have two different minds. You've got a logical mind, which is third dimensional between your two ears, and you've got a second mind, that's your heart mind, that's something like 2,000 times stronger than your logical mind. And if you follow your intuition and always trust your heart mind, you'll never make a mistake as far as a decision goes, important decision. So I try to do that in my own life, and it served me very well. And so I recommend that to all my listeners listening today.
Awesome.
Well, Joe, it's so good to talk to you. And what was your website again?
Planetswithin.com or josephpanthony.com.
Okay. All right, Joe. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in April at my conference. And Thank you so much for coming on today. This has been so much fun, Joe. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you, Ted.
All right, wonderful. That was Joe Anthony coming to us live from Sedona, Arizona. He's a wonderful astrologer. And Eric, I know I didn't give you much advance notice, but if you could play that beautiful Japanese water song, that would be great. Thank you so much, Eric, for your great help. Please stay tuned for our next hour. I'm bringing in Manuel Eiter and Michiko Hayashi and Carrie Clancy coming in to us from Australia.